Quick, do it now while the mood's on you.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's Pete Cogle. It's PCP 461. And that was a great track to start off a podcast. That was our old friends Mastermind XS, who are normally known for dubby and rootsy reggae type stuff. But in the true reggae, punky reggae party fashion, they have got a punky track coming out on their new album, which is not available yet. But that track is available as a pre-release, as it were, on SoundCloud. That's called Killed by History. By Mastermind XS. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Mastermind-XS from Saarbrücken in Germany. Marvellous stuff. What a great start to a podcast. And what great tracks we have today. We have 14 tracks of weird and wonderful music from all over the world. That's what we do here. Let's go next to the Brown Rice family, who happen to be from Brooklyn in the US. And they've got some Latin going ska.
Roots and culture, global children. Music is here to protect us. We're jamming through creation in a musical vibration. Let peace and love be your contribution. Hot and spicy, sweet and sour.
Maximum love and respect to you all. Words, sound and power, every minute, every hour. Using the universal language of music, Kumpenu Danse. I wanna see you express yourself and let go of all your worries. We join together in solidarity to celebrate life.
With scar. Brown rice is gonna simmer them down and serve you and you and you. Some Latin goes ska. Latin goes what? Latin goes ska. Music is our government. Don't wanna be tied up in society's isms and schisms. We're burning all socially constructed walls and barriers. Let's join hearts and minds in unity and love. Talking about strength through global solidarity. Woo! Good shall conquer evil. Wrong won't sleep well at night. Brown rice sending organic love to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west.
Lovey dovey 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 low. 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 Why not? Around. Why not move around? Why not dance around? Why not move around?
Go ahead with your bad self, I see.
Happiness is here to live. Talking about true brotherhood, equity and upward mobility for all. Let's walk the walk, dance the dance and talk the talk. Brown rice sending organic love to the north, to the south, to the east and the west.
Lovey dovey 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 low. 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 Why not dance around? Why not move around?
Latin Go Scar, and in fact, Latin Go Scar, any time on my house. That was fantastic groove. That was by the Brown Rice Family. You can find them at facebook.com/Brown Rice Family from Brooklyn in the US. I got that from my old friend Story Amp, who we've been playing quite a few tracks from them today, as I always do, because they're such a good resource. That was a fantastic track. I enjoyed that so much. Now, the next artist is also a bit of a Story Amp. They're from Portugal. They're called Olive Tree Dance, and they are quite unique. Hope you enjoy this one.
Attention, it is not allowed to play music inside the buildings and surroundings. You are not welcome here. Please leave the airport tunnel.
Thank you.
Now, there's a band you'd like to see live, wouldn't you? That's absolutely fantastic. We're not adverse to a bit of a didgeridoo on this particular podcast, as you know. So that was a track called Airport Tunnel by a band called Olive Tree Dance. And you can find them at olivetreedance.org, based out of Portugal. Rather marvellous. Well, different. I hope you enjoyed it because it was different. But yeah, really good stuff. Really good stuff indeed. Now, we've got two releases that comes out of Broken Drum Records. This particular podcast, they came out last week. This is the first of them. It's called The Fables of Bid Pi by Secret Archives of the Vatican. Fables of Bidpai. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but that's by the Secret Archives of the Vatican, which you can find at brokendrumrecords.com, of course. From the Kronx, Croydon in England, the first of their two releases. So that comes from an album called Storytellers, brand new out on Broken Drum Records. Always worth checking out. Go to brokendrumrecords.bandcamp.com and download yourself a copy of that album for whatever price you want, including free if you so desire. That's what the guys are like. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I do like that album. Right. Here's another artist we've played before from Six Degrees Records. He's based out of California. He's called David Starfire. This is the Govinda remix of a track called Indian Summer.
Yeah.
always like David Starfire on the show. He's played some fantastic tracks, and they're always very, very good sort of Bollywood style mixes with good house music and whatever you get it called. I don't think you get it called. What sort of music it really is, it's just bloody good stuff. Indian Summer was that particular track. The Govinda remix was that particular version. You can find it with davidstarfire.com, and of course, Six Degrees Records at sixdegreesrecords.bandcamp.com. Rather good. Yes. Now, it's not very long to Great Escape. It's only about 4 weeks to Great Escape, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. Indeed. We just noticed that they've got the entire list of all the artists up there, amongst which is a lady called Laylo, who you might recall we played on our first ever venturing to the Great Escape, which is in 2007. It was the second year of the festival. And now they're at year nine, I think. Is it nine? Yeah, might be nine. Yeah, it's our eighth attempt to get you there, and it's going to be fantastic. And we're really looking forward to seeing Laylo again. Gonna have a little word with her, maybe. We'll have a bit of luck. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, that was interesting. Anyway, let's move on. We have another track now from an artist or band based out of Tomar in Portugal. They're called Waste Disposal Machine. That was Waste Disposal Machine. They are from Tomar in Portugal. I'm not sure where Tomar is, but you can find them at facebook.com/Waste Disposal Machine. The track was called Home Sweet Home, recycled or remixed by Arrhythmic. 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 Yeah, rather nice. From Enough Records. Enoughrecords.scene.org, of course. Let's go mad. This is a Tangy Bear and a track called Goulash.
Hey.
Love the ending on that. Fantastic. That was a band or an artist called Asangi Bear, Tangy Bear. You can find them at soundcloud.com/tangy_bear_808. It says he comes from Bristol, Madrid, Tasmania, and Spain. I know, I don't believe a word of any of that. That's from Ringe Raja Records, of course, at Ringe Raja Records, which you can find them at ringeraja.nsf-music.com. Complicated? Yeah, well, whatever. Find it at pkogel.com and look up PCP 461. All the links are in there if you ever miss anything. Track was called Goulash. Marvellous. Here's a second release from Broken Drum Records. This is Thousand Yard Prayer and a track called Elixir. We'll be right back. That was Thousand Yard Prayer and a track called Elixir that comes from his album called Truthsayer. I think it's called Truthsayer. Let me just find that. Truth Seekers, isn't it? Might be. Oh, I can't remember. Let me take a little look. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. It's from, Truth Seeker is the title of that particular album. Now, I often think that you can really tell the difference between Vince's stuff and Vince and Louis' stuff. Vince being Vince Millett, of course, who does Thousand Yard Prayer, and Vince Millett and Louis Kerta, who do Secret Archives of the Vatican. But I must admit, that one sort of, it does sort of overlap the boundaries there, and I'm sort of thinking to myself, that could be a Secret Archives track, but it wasn't. It was a Thousand Yard Prayer track. Very much a different sound sometimes. And I think what they do is they faff about with different time signatures, especially Vince. He's really into that sort of thing. I couldn't tell you what time signature it was. I just tell you I liked it. So play it on the show. There you go. Now, here is an artist called Namgar. I can't find much about it, about them, other than they've got a track called Kadar, which I found on Amazon. That's about all. I picked it up from a record called Global Fest, which is available at globalfest.org or Rock, Paper, Scissors. And I just thought it was marvellous. Let's play it. And the track's called Kadar. Rather marvellous. As I said, it's available from Amazon. I can't find out much more about it than that, but it's a rather marvellous track. And one of the other members of the Secret Archives Massive, Mr. Peter Sharp and Vince Millett were both talking about the fact that Tenari Wen are going to be playing the Greenbelt Festival this year, which is going to be marvellous indeed. So well worth checking out if you come to that. Good stuff, good stuff. Right, now where are we next? This is Roots Zombie from Bordeaux in France. Comes from the latest release on Marie... Actually, not the latest release, it's the last latest release, but one from Marie Bass Records at mariebass.blogspot.fr. This is Walking Dub. Zombie there from soundcloud.com/RootsZombie from Bordeaux in France. And that was a track called Walking Dub. Yeah, picked it up from an album at Marie Bass. At Marie Bass or mariebass.blogspot.fr. Worth listening to. And some more of them coming, I think, next week. Right, we've got a track now from Beats Antique. They are based out of Oakland in California. I have played them before. This track features Alam Khan, I think, on vocals. But the track is called The Rift. We'll be right back. track called The Rift, features Alan Khan, and that was from Beats Antique. That's from a new album that is coming out soon. You can find them at beatsantique.com. From Oakland, the other side of the Bay Area, San Francisco, of course, in California. Pick that up from Bandcamp. Beatsantique.bandcamp.com was where you'll find them. Now, here's a bunch of artists, a bunch of lads. They're called The Infinite Three. They come from London, and this is a track called Bone Star. There's a single out last year, apparently. Once again, a three-piece. I love three-piece bands. They are so innovative. Fantastic stuff. Bone Star, that was their particular track. I think it was a track last year. It's out on a new album of theirs. They are called The Infinite Three. You can find them at theinfinite3.co.uk, based out of London. Now, here's something from A new recording to me called Internet Recordings at internetrecordings.org. They're based out of the US. This is Spider Garden by Vectorburn. Spider Garden by Vector Byrne, that particular artist. Find them at facebook.com/VectorByrne, based out of the US. And I rather enjoyed that from Internet Recordings. Well, this is new to me. I shall be plundering their archives as time goes on. InternetRecordings.org is where you'll find them. Right, we're at last track time. It's rather unusual. It's rather weird. It's rather, I wouldn't say difficult to listen to, but it's rather unusual, so I thought I'd leave it to last. You can take it, you can leave it, it's entirely up to you. I quite like it. It's from an artist called One Speed Bike. He is a drummer. He's based out of Montreal in Canada. Got this from Bad Panda Records at badpandarecords.wordpress.com. And his track is called This Country is Torture. I hope the whole podcast hasn't been torture. Hope you've enjoyed it. You'll come back in a couple of weeks' time for some more. Thanks for listening. See you soon, folks.
This country is torture. They take the Afghan enemy combatants. They might as well be in downtown Ottawa, stuck in a fucking welfare office. Fill out this form. You have the wrong ID. Geneva Conventions? I've been to Geneva. It's a shithole filled with rich kids and junkies where I got caught jerking off. Anyways, right now, I got a little extra money. I must invest, but a tiny part of my investment paid to break the legs of some weak-kneed leftist environmentalist opposed to my old Canadian gold mine in Mongolia. They give me a good return on my investment, but my daughter spends it on heroin. And so the money returns to Afghanistan. That's what I'm saying. This country, it's torture. Consultant to get through to you. Don't worry, the CBC Globe and Mail Triangle of Captivity is there to report the truth. Good thing we get to talk about torturing 15-year-old kids for things they didn't do. just keeping it real. I'm no studio gangster. Better put me in jail just to be safe. But you're the fucker that's 30 kilometers over the speed limit. And it's your fucking fighter jet that's 800% over budget. All I'm asking for is a little bump on my credit limit. I'll keep my mouth shut, okay?